Ben, Liam, I'm almost 30. I'm 29 at the moment.
Are you? Yeah, that's right.
Because Liam, you're 27.
Yeah.
Belle's 20.
I'm 29.
You're an old dog.
Rude.
I'm 30.
Yeah, Ben's the old dog.
They say it's all downhill after that, don't they?
I think 30s are supposed to be your best.
I remember being a kid and our next door neighbour, so I was friends with them. The kid was called Jake and their dad, Chris, turned 40. I remember thinking that's so old. I was like, 40?
Oh, 30. 30 was old. 30 was like, oh, you're a mum at 30. Kind
but 40 was like, 40 was like a grandparent in my head. Like, 40?
Well, I'm almost 30 and I've just joined a very exclusive club.
Hello, world.
Saddle club?
This is me.
Do you ride horses now? No way.
Hey, what did you do?
I think I'm a horse girl now.
Life is easy.
Really?
What do you mean? Are you riding horses?
No.
That's very out of character for you.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I just went to a farm on the weekend.
To feed some horses and carrots?
There were horses there and I really like fell in love with them. They're really beautiful. Like, they're just really majestic. And I was like, wow.
I love horses.
My dream is to eventually one day retire from radio and live in the middle of nowhere on a self-sustaining farm. That's my dream.
And my dream is to do the same thing and live next to Ben.
If I get, like, 100 acres, you can live within 100 acres.
We could just, like, ride horses shirtless together and stuff.
I've never had... Oh, no, I had a horse growing up. Like, we had a Shetland pony.
Was a Shetland there too. Small. Oh my gosh. So cute.
I genuinely have always wanted to have my own horse to have a connection with because horses, like, they bond with people.
I felt bonded.
Yeah, they
so,
bond.
So, like, these horses, they were rescue horses, obviously. So,
were they rescued from?
One was an ex-racehorse.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. I forgot about that.
One was actually in the wild. And then
sounds like they captured it.
That sounds like it's the opposite of rescue. That sounds like it was
an abduction.
Yeah. Sounds like that horse is looking for its mum. That's what that sounds like.
No, there's a long story. But and then it just, like, they were so friendly. And so we're in the paddocks with them and it just kind of kept, like, at one point I turned around to look at some cows and this horse came up and was, like, nudging against me. Yeah. And, like, it was just
saying, I love you.
I just couldn't stop watching them. Yeah. And I don't know.
Are you going to start being, like, the horse girl at school and start, like, galloping around the office?
I might have to get it out of my system.
Horses, though, they do bite.
Yeah.
Been known to bite. And you never walk behind a horse.
No, I know that. Yes. Yep. No, I knew all my little horse pointers. I was ready to go. I can't stop thinking about these.
Did the
horses.
Horse have a name?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember the horse's name? Kevin.
Kevin.
That's a fun horse name.
Kevin and Blue. Because, the white horse had one blue eye. And I was just messing.
Was that the one that got abducted?
We should probably try and find the home of that that wild horse. If anyone had a horse stolen from their property at some point, call 132410 because Belle's just went to this farm. They're harbouring this horse.
If you're missing a horse, get in touch on Nova.